So first we should start with developing the motivation, thinking that in order to be able to work for the benefit of all beings, I have to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood. And in order to be able to reach this state, I should be diligent with regard to the practice of the Dharma by means of listening, reflecting, and meditating upon the teaching.
Tene sanje machape ne yete lordu jiwe.
And so Rinpoche will explain today out of the different texts which explain the Buddha nature in the view of the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, out of the Jhulama or Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, the four so-called points which are not accessible to thought by thought.
Tene Jhulama, Jhulama te thikpa chenpu Jhulama jipchen sambangonpa papa thumi lasombare, tene thumi je Jhulama de chori jento shikhi. Thumi je gomba shikhi.
And so this text, the Jhulama, was composed by the noble Asanga, so Rinpoche will explain in the following the view of Asanga.
Tenya ta sanje ma chabe ne yete jyo lama le ta tang nyumong tang ding ser koi ne nyumong me da ser nambar yewa me chu ser Yunrub nambar ma do ser sungare sawat de.
And so these four points which cannot be thought or which are inaccessible to thought, literally they are as follows. It is pure and yet has stains or poisons. It is completely free of stains and yet purified. The dharmata or the nature of phenomena is completely undifferentiated, and the fourth is it is spontaneously acting and yet it is free from thought.
Tada nyumong dandin cherhi pitsike te Khan devar shikpe nyingbo to parakawa, she parakawa, sanje machapa tembare.
And with the fourth line, saying that it is pure and yet together literally with stains, then by this line the Buddha nature is taught, which is difficult to understand.
Same gen ne look devari shikwing bote ngo la trema mepa chung mepa ngo rangin gen number tapare rangin gen number tapa te yang tangboni number tapa yen in number tapa demani number tapa yimba song yere ngo rangin gen yen in number tapa yimba tang tene lower trip trema yapar temba More number Rangija number Tana young lower than Trema Yabare, lower to Trupe Trema Yabare Tempare. Te Nibote, Tene Sanja Machapare, Topper Kava Yabare. Carresena, Sosu Chevo Namjit Tana, Mola Trema me Batang, lower to Trema Yabate, Mengarvar Toto Kale Kapoire, Ten Garvata than Toko Yere, Garvata than Thomas Sena, then Sanja Machapare.
And so, on one hand, this Buddha nature is by its essence completely free from stains. Can you understand?
Yes.
So this Buddha nature, on one hand, is since beginningless time, since ever, completely free from stains, completely free from any fault. And it's by nature completely pure. And yet, on the other hand, then in the state of ordinary beings, it is covered by incidental stains of delusion. And so this is very hard to understand, because seemingly, or one will first think this is a contradiction to say that this Buddha nature on one hand is completely pure and on the other hand it is stained. And so for this reason, that this is seemingly contradictory and difficult to understand, then this is called to be inaccessible for thought or by thought.
Karasana Ngorangi number tapate Sertang Ravare Lower Tropetrama Yapate Serge Serla Setuli Yope Sertini Ngo number tapa Ngo Mune Serre Trama Yomare Inaya Doi Nime Drava Yore Tetang Drava Am Sumpare Pechik
Petang. So although this state of the Buddha nature in the state of ordinary beings seems to be contradictory, then in fact it is not. And the reason is that the Buddha nature, being by its essence completely pure, completely free from stains, and yet having incidental stains, can be compared to gold in a state when it has not yet been freed from ore. So also in this state, the gold itself is completely pure and not affected by this ore.
De yin do chu nyo pa nda wo yang re, chu nyo pa tang nda wa yang re. Chu nyo pa de chu yu ngô rang, trima yu ma re, nyo pa yu ma re, chung yu ma re te, te ne nyo pa te lor je, lor du sung wa. De nang yin, pe te yin do, Tene de Hinibung over the Trema Mapate, Mo am Hila Trema Mapare, Lovon Trupe Trema Yapate, Tene Chonyopa, Chonyopa than Ravare.
A second example would be muddy water. So when there's mud in water, then the essence of the water itself is not stained by this mud, it is completely pure. And the mud is something that is temporarily present and is able to be removed. In the same way, then, the essence of the Buddha nature is not afflicted or not touched by the incidental, or in other words, temporarily present and removable stains of delusion.
Te yin to yang pe yin da ter ter je marka tang ter je pak pa tang da bare pe na sem je ne lo ran yin je number ta pa te ter le yo pa marka tang da bare so bare lo won tro pe tema te ter je marka dibri je pak pa tang da bare pak pa yin ba
sesame seed
re re.
And the third example would be like the way oil is contained in sesame seed. And then the pure nature, the pure essence of this Buddha nature would be compared to the oil, and the incidental stains which have to be removed from this Buddha nature then to the, well, to the skin and all that which is around it, which has to be taken away and beaten to get the oil.
Te yin to namkha train je depata ba yang re. Sem je ne lo rang yin je nambar ta ba yin nambar ta ba te namkha ta ba re. Namkha rang ng ole tama yo amare te tan ba re. Namkha na rang yin je nambar ta ba ta re. Lo bon tru ba tama yo ba te te ne namkha train je depata ang ra ba am song ba re.
And a fourth example then would be a sky which is veiled or hidden by clouds. So sky or space by its very essence cannot be stained by anything. And this is likened to the Buddha nature, which by its nature or essence is since ever has been completely pure and free from stain. And then the clouds are likened to the incidental stains of delusion.
Jumsin te ni je sena, jumpe te nam je sena, jumsin te da ke sena. O dine sem je ne lo dirhi ni bu ngo la trama mi na yang, lo ntru pa trama te yo, trama yo pa te, dine su su je vi san je ma cha pa yin na yang, tondo ngarwa me pare.
And so like has been, as it is shown by these examples, then the Buddha nature, from the viewpoint of his essence, is completely free from any stains, completely pure, and has never been other. And then, on the same time, it is obscured by incidental stains of delusion, and this synonymous, this twofold, so to speak, presence, then cannot be understood by ordinary beings. Nevertheless, it is not a contradiction.
Dene sanje machapa nyepa te sanchok sanje machapa re. Sanchok sanje machapa kar re se na tada kuen nyumo me da se sunga re. Semje ne lok derhi nyumbo la kuen ne tambo ne nyumu trima meba, ngobol trima meba tang, yang sanju topa tang, sanje pa ka so, tu so, takpa sada toya yoba te, dene so su che vita nang garwa taba tong yore. Pena ngobol chani trima meena, lor je trima tapa yang yungu mare samgure. Lor je trima, panya yona ngobol trima yore samba te, so su che vina mdo lungko yore. This is the same thing. The same thing 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 is the same thing.
The same thing is the second point, which is difficult or which cannot be understood by ordinary beings, is then enlightenment. And it's said that the state of enlightenment then is on one hand completely free from any stains and yet purified. So this means that the Buddha nature by its essence, being since ever completely free from stains, completely pure, then yet reaching enlightenment, the incidental stains of delusion have been purified. And this is difficult to understand for ordinary beings. It seems to them to be a contradiction, thinking that if purification of the obscurations has been newly achieved, then the nature itself must have been stained before.
The Dondo Mangarvare, Dondo Mangarva Junsin Karresana, Mo number tapate, Namka number tapa, searching all the trema mapa, chewing all the trema mapa tavare, Tene, Mola, Moi number tapa inaya, Lovon trupe trema set, tapasa to tapayeba te, Namka ten letter of a tavo, Cho no batama tavo, searche.
In truth, it is not a contradiction, because the fact that the Buddha nature by its essence is completely free from stains, completely pure, this is like the pure essence of the sky, the pure essence of water, the pure essence of gold or of sesame oil. And then the fact that in the state of enlightenment, the incidental stains which covered this Buddha nature have been completely removed, and this purity has been newly achieved, this can be likened to the clouds which have left the sky, to the mud which is removed from the water, or to the ore which has been removed from the gold.
Then the same general ngola tangbo ni tema me ban number tapa tela rangi naun da kasan je segre lowon tro ga tema ta ba cha ni ta ba sa du ta ba tela lower jada je san je segre sanjo lower je tema ta ba sanjo Tangbo ni ngô la trima mai ba ngô la trima mai ba te rangi namda ke sanje re. Ina ya lover trita je sanje mare. Lover trima thamje de tapa kabso tene tanda tapa sa du tapa te lover trita je sanjuk de sanjuk am sanjuk je na dekda.
And in other words, then the aspect of the Buddha nature being by its essence, since ever or since beginningless time, completely free from stains, completely pure, this is called Buddha. And the aspect of this Buddha nature being freed from the incidental stains of delusion, in other words, this newly obtained aspect of purification, this is called enlightenment.
Then there's somebody you intend Sanji Machabare. You intend Sanji Machabare Carresana. Then number Yeva made you sell. Same Janelo de Hingbo La Sanji you intend them. Yeva mebe chunyam, yeva mebe rangin to lundrup do yola. Yang la jamba latin te, yuintin sato topachi yeva temare. Te yang, yuintin lunch trova yimba tang, la jamba latin sato topa yeva te, tene yang sosuche unam jata nan garvata don tomasena, sanjimichapa.
And the third point then refers to the Buddha quality. And it reads literally, the Dhammata or the nature of phenomena is completely undifferentiated. And this is the third point which is cannot be thought. And Rinpoche said So this refers to the fact that on one hand, the Buddha qualities are spontaneously present within the Buddha nature. They are and completely they are not, they're completely indivisible from this essence or the true state of being or the nature of the mind. And then on the other hand, when enlightenment is reached, these qualities become manifest and appear as something that is newly achieved. And this again seems to be contradictory to ordinary beings and is hard to understand.
Tene ona tondo mangarwa kade re sana tondo mangarwa re yente len ju tropa te pena ser la ya yo pa ino yente len ju tropa te ser je ngobu 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 bang du se pare yente len ro de ngobu bang du se pare tene lowon tropa lam jamba la te de yente sa du tropa yo pa te nan ser je bang du se pare pena se la ya yo pa ina se je ngo la trema yo mare te se je ya trema jamba la te ne se se je tene kado ya ru so an da wo na zo lun tung re te da wo re
in truth then this is not a contradiction because the fact that the Buddha qualities are spontaneously present within the Buddha nature and undifferentiated from this, then this is seen from the viewpoint of the essence. And the fact that in the state when enlightenment is reached, these qualities are seemingly newly obtained, then this is from the viewpoint of the way how it appears. And Rinpoche said this again can be likened to the example of gold within ore. So also as long as this ore has not been removed, all the qualities native to pure gold are present within this gold, although it is in connection with the ore. But they will not be seen unless the ore is removed, and then the qualities of gold like preciousness, brilliance, and light will shine forth.
Tene yepa tene sanje machapare. Dundo number mado se se je kapso tene sanje machapate. Tene sanje machapate karre sana sanje je tene lunge tropa. Ko song toke tene tene te bechor mugupa. Bechor mugupa lunge tropa. Lunge drop jin, zepa jin me jepa yang yin na, namdo zani sanje la meba re. Namdo meba yinba te yang ngarvata vudung re. Zepa jin me jepa yo na, namdo yung gogo do samu yuru sosu jibu samu re. Kasi, tene, zepa jin me jepa re re, zepa lunge drop yinba tang, tene, Namdo Tsani Mepa Te Sosu Chevita Nangarvata Vantong Resi Thangpo Teja.
And then the fourth point, which is called that it is not to be thought, is the Buddha. In other words, the way how Buddha activity is spontaneously active, and the way how Buddha activity by body, speech and mind does not need the slightest effort, and is without interruption, continuously active on one hand, and then on the other hand, it is completely free of thought. And so this is, again, difficult to understand for ordinary beings. They would think it is a contradiction, thinking that uninterrupted and effortless activity necessarily has to rely on thoughts.
Tene tondo ngargo yo mare mangarwa kandere sena pena yigin ji novar mbo ji tabare yigin ji novar mbo che la namdo mi yin do nambar to pa ta be sur yo mare namdo ta be sur mi yin do gundo jo tang dabare
And in truth, then, this again is no contradiction. And Rinpoche said, this activity of the Buddha can be likened to a wish-fulfilling gem, which is completely free of thought, which does not involve the slightest effort, and nevertheless fulfills all wishes.
De tanda sanje machap ne yete te pache bje la meten jule sanje machap ne yete karche borete ndotu ki bhai.
And so Rinpoche says, this concludes a very short explanation of the so-called four points, which are not accessible by thought from the Jhulama. And he said these points are very important, so he gave this short explanation.
Yendong log tan jarna sikhe ya khu kar sa na sikhe ya khu te nami che pen se ni ji lower tak kham dong ge nami me pen se ni ji lami chu ji tong me hi bu sikhe te yendong da jarna se ko la hyu ye nami che pen se ni ji
nam
number ye wa da che be nami che pen se ni ji lower tak kham dong ge Nami me pen sinye je lami chi je tong mai. Dekhi nyingbo rangka ngô la, ngô tang, ngô le thade to yeryo pen sinye chi je lovon trupe treme kham tongpa re, dekhi nyingbo tongpa re. Ina ya rangdang yewa mepe danyi chi je lana mepe yon ti je dekhi nyingbo tongpa ma re sinpa re. Sikhi tere wa.
And then from the viewpoint of Shentong, then the following lines explain this.
Nami Jepen
Nam
Tanda Dehi Ningbo Tisikje Tanda Khan Devar Hibu Ningbo Te Lower Interpreter Me Tongba Remato Rangang Ovo Lundo Gimatongba Tembare. That's a key rang.
Four lines that Rinpoche recited, with which by their meaning express that the Buddha nature or the Tathagatagarbha is by its nature empty of the incidental stains of delusion, but it is not empty of unsurpassable qualities.
This is the Sanji command of Allah, Lovan Trupe Trema de Jang Goyore, Lovan Trupe Trema de Jang, Tene, Tanda Sanji Yunting on the Jogare.
Therefore, in order to reach the state of Buddhahood, then one has to remove or purify the incidental stains of delusion, and then the all the Buddha qualities will be manifest.
Te tanda tikpa chimpa jyoy lama le sanji machapa ne yatang tene jyoy lama te yendong log tan jar sor dor du kyu bhai.
And so this was a short explanation of the four unthinkable points out of the Jhulama, and a very short explanation of the view of Shentong related to this text. And then if there are questions, they can be asked.
As life is uncertain, I don't know whether or not you'll speak of this in the future, so I may hear it. Please explain Kunji Yeshi, Kunji Namshi.
Kunji Namshi. Kunji Namshi and Kunji Yeshi. Kunji Namshi said that Namshi Toto Meke namhi, nava namhi, nai namhi, te namhi, leja namhi, yeja namhi, te namhi, toto, yerjurba. Namhi, toto, jehin, jebe, yerjurba. Toto, gazavarjurba. Leja pakan, zimber zeba. Leja pakan, zimber zeba chani, lemba number heba. Leja pakate. Pachak neva served the pembechani change in number hiba yang cigarette. Turned down he tamjed yadan sawa. Lege pachan zimbata pembe yer jurbare. Quinke nam hite.
Out of this, the all basis consciousness forms on one hand the basis for the six sense consciousnesses, those of the ear, eye, nose, taste, and so forth. And it is also that which holds the habitual tendencies or habitual patterns. Tiniti Bhakchakti Siru.
Bhakchan Korvi, yeah. Bhakchan Siru Tam Pembachani. Change number here.
Change
number here. Karasana, Tambo Pakya Zungre, Pakyan Zimbachani, Lamber number here. Pakya Pampembachani, change number here. Nam he tamjay, the Zabarjabachani, Toto Nam he, Zaba Imbachani, Kunkin number here. Lady Pakya Zumachani, Lamber number Hiba. Lady Pakya, the Serer to Zungzinja now, I hear with Pembechani, the Tinjinja number Hiba secret. Benachi, Lamber number Hiba, the train corker, Kepa Zongrova number. K Tamopa Zongrova. Change a number Hiba, the train corker, K Zong Yaba, the Jesus Serer to Patangrava. Gratu Modo, the other number. Lamber number Hiba, change a number.
And so from the aspect of being the basis or the root for the sense consciousnesses, then it is called the basis consciousness. And then also, since it is that which holds the karmic habitual patterns or tendencies, then it is called the taking or holding consciousness, and from the aspect of also, so to speak, loosening those habitual tendencies, and so that those towards outside, then it is called the condition consciousness.
Then going in Nam Hit, going in Yehi Karasana, going in Nam Hit, Nailok. Going in Nam Hit, Nailok, the going in Yehi. Going in Nam Hit, Nailok, Sartong Yemiri, the going in Yehi Sigri. The going in Nam Hit and going in Yehi, the Charum Tang Chondavore. Charum Jamovo Chore, Charum Yosarva Capsu, Chon Jogre. In a young charum yimba capsu chum, Mombadavo, Madomadavo. Dinang, a quinky nam hit in charum tavo. Quinky hit in charum jung over chum, Badavo.
And so then, all basis wisdom is the nature of the all basis consciousness. And Rinpoche said the relation of these two can be likened to the difference between ice and melting into water. So as long as the ice has not melted, the water will not be seen. And then the ice is likened to the all basis consciousness and the water to the all basis wisdom.
Ini kunci nama sih, kunci nama sih tu nenjorwa, kunci nama sih dah tu, kunki yeki te ngon tu chorba kapso yang san ge bari sen ne ge
and when then when this all basis consciousness is seen for what it is and has turned into all basis wisdom, then this again corresponds to the reaching of the state of Buddhahood.
Mm-hmm. Tene chaba kardo. Ta chaba yebe.
Vipassanga holds the view that in Trinchi Namche, during the process of dedication, the purification has changed to the all basis wisdom, and then enlightenment is reached. Does the Sangha hold the view that the enlightenment finally surpasses consciousness? Was that clear?
What do you mean by surpasses consciousness?
It goes beyond consciousness.
Oh. Tene pakpa tumi lukla.
Tumi lukla.
Tene kunchi namchi, kunchi yeshe la jiona. Gompe.
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 Gompe topchi jiona.
Gompe topchi di jiona.
Jiona.
Tene kunchi yeshe di kunchi namchi lendi parebe.
Kunki yekhi te re kunki na kunki yekhi je ngowo te kunki namhi lende bare charam je ngowo cho ngoma te charam lende bare te ndawo yungre
yes so the essence of the all basis wisdom is beyond all basis consciousness, in the same way as the essence of the melted water is beyond ice.
How
many thoughts can be in one single instant?
How do you say how many? How do you say it?
Kichigla. Kechi khen da trabala tene nam do chi to mare. Kechi la mada ba mang bu yore. Ke sa jo kechi ma se sa ba jo pa kechi ma. Kechi ma ring bo te kar pa yang kechi ma chi le. Bele. Kechi ma tu ki te tene ala te so ha jang tra bare kar sa na sa jo ki chin se bare sa ba chi go sam te ma jo je ba te kese mu ki chin chi je te la sa ba jo bu ki chin ma se pe na se go de ya ki chin ma chi re sa ba chi tam bo zong go go do te ne chan ro go do te ki chin ma chi re yang kar ba te yang tang go cha yong go do yu ma chan ro go do ki chin ma chi re kar pa ki chin ma chi re sanje sanjung cho de sem chi re Yoma sang jigre, teyang kechim chigre. Karasana tambo sang jeb saba tsombare. Tene yuma kanga sang je sagre, yang kechim chigre. Kechim ma rengbola, haja rengoyere. Tunkira shang tong dong. Ke tu ma ring wel den nam dong hier dong.
Well, there are all kinds of instances, in fact, and some can be very long. So Rinpoche said one has to discern the gross and subtle aspect of instant. And so the very subtlest instant, then it's not possible that within this instant a thought arises. On the other hand, kind of longish, more longish instant would be a kalpa, for example. So Rinpoche said, an instant actually is defined by whenever a process starts, then up to until it is finishes, it is in fact an instant. And so a kalpa has a beginning and an end, and whatever is in between is an instant as well. So obviously, in some instance, one could have a lot of thoughts. And then he said, another, for example, instant would be the moment when, for the first time, bodhicitta is developed, or the mind of enlightenment is developed up to the point when this mind has reached perfection, i.e. when the state of Buddhahood is reached, this would also be one instant. Or a moment.
Tene tena ta kechik ma thaba te hin to tha hyu te tene la tu chu yo ma re tu len de ba re ti se na san ji je to ni chu dok ji na ne ma me pa tong ba ni so so ye ma me pa tong ba ni te tu tu ngo wo yo ma re de pa ga sa ba re ma ung ba ma dro ba re ta te kechik ma ha chang tra ba hin to tra ba te ne tra ba te la ngo wo yo ma re
su re di so
ah su ke to ni Tony Chodok Nane, Mamek Batongbani, Sanjay Sombarawa, Tony Chodok Sombare, Tinani, Mamek Batongbani, the two long over memory. Two long monies and a more young are.
So, and then Rinpoche says, in fact, within the most subtle instant, there is, so to speak, no time for a thought. In other words, it is beyond time. And within the explanation of the different kinds of emptinesses, then one is called emptiness free of focus. And that refers to the fact that to this instant, which is free or beyond time in the sense that there is no aspect of past, present or future.
Same chipo da, then Ravo Jona to so young tong tong yungre, same la donga yona to so tong tong yang ringbucha nogre. This is now to so such a Tuesday, nam dog a takwa, nam dog a takwa, tokwe takwa remato, tulang over your money.
And in fact, Rinpoche said, is time is nothing else but the imputation of thought, or in other words, it's just an imputation by thought, and in fact time does not exist, truly exist. This can be seen by the fact that, for example, one experiences a feeling of suffering or of happiness, which in fact just lasts a very short
ติงเงินเซนเตนายิติงเงินเซนลาเซจิกตเนนาตุยเรงโบละเอนายังตุยยอมาเรเตยเกนโดนี่ทุกโกคงเนยังยังตุยโซยอมาเรตุโซตุโซยอมาเรมะเจลางางดะงางดะเจกดะดงาเจมโบยนะนี่ทุกโดซานะติติกาซุตุโซยอมาเรรมะติเซนะเตเนตุโซเตตอกวากะตากวาเร
Then also when one practices Shina meditation or Shamatha, and one is able to practice this completely one-pointedly, then time does also not exist, as has been shown by the disciple of Milarepa, who practiced for a very long time.
Nyema dön. Nyema dön de sorry.
For for 7 days.
And
when he arose from his meditation, he thought it was just now. So he had no feeling for any time that had passed. And another example, Rinpoche said, is the fact that when one sleeps, time does also not exist. Even though one has great pains, or one is anxious, or whatever, then the moment one goes to sleep, time doesn't exist. And this is a sign for the fact that time is nothing else but the imputation of thought. Another sign for this, that time is just the doing of thought, then is the fact that sometimes one can go to sleep for a very short time and actually have in very elaborate dreams within this short time. And thinking of these examples carefully, then one will understand that in fact time is an imputation of thought. And in actual fact, then time is a sameness in the sense that a short while and a longer time are not different. And this is like time experienced in dream. Yes, but then from the viewpoint of thought, then their time exists. And then we meditate a little while, not focusing on time. And this is because to the subtle instant of the present and or of now, time does not exist.
Do not let the de chansen ba me mochi de je mo za ba de me ba ye de wa chen je sa ve je mo de da je de ne de be jo ma da ye wa chen je ba ma je ba de ro je ne ma de jo do jo de ke da ke mo na da ba de Sojo sonje sonzon tonje je Gemme troba nyenje lanto sa Te ata benda niya Rambo da na e zoi Gewa de je oke Sonam ye je zozo ne Sonam ye je le zon Amha kwenye zoi Manje lembo kwenye traje jo Yena juju zungi trashishu Tata jime tuje trashishu Jarve kuzo tuje trashishu
And the song don't need guarantee.
So and tomorrow Rinpoche will teach the gradual meditation on emptiness.
Dene yoma dundrandi sekolero Zan yama la hadavari la ne korunigre Ini jalan sodona yops yops la toja berarti kan dia boleh tetap jalan yang
korang mandiri. Every day Rinpoche will go on a pilgrimage and whoever wants to come should turn to you.
Ne kor dah jumpo ini lingkaya ni lingkala yang TSD.
And so near this place where one goes, there's also a park where one can have a picnic.
Okay.